If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Call the common name of the plant.
Okay, let's go with a Hinoki cypress.
Okay, that's real close, and that's why I wanted to ask you again, but it's not exactly right. Did you have another question for me?
Yes.
Okay.
So you know, we're having some pretty unseasonably warm weather here in Chicago, and
right.
I'm just wondering about the timing for putting out some of this, putting out some things. I think I called you a couple of weeks before about doing some flea treatment just to knock them back out of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I remember correctly, you recommended like some nematodes and garlic.
Yeah, beneficial nematodes work great. Garlic will help. Sure will.
So I just was curious, If we get a snow or something, is that going to be a problem? I have a feeling we're not done with winter, obviously.
Well, anytime it's warm enough for the pests, it's warm enough to put out the nematodes and the garlic. But it might be a little early for y'all since you may still have some pretty rough weather. If it stays fairly mild, though, you know, the pests are going to start showing up. So the key is, if there's pests, it's warm enough for the control of the living organism.
Yeah,
that's your key.
I've seen. I already saw a honeybee. My friend saw a fly, and I saw a hornet another couple days ago. So things are starting to wake up, and that's just kind of, I don't know, a little disheartening, I guess you could say, from a plant person standpoint.
Well, when you see the stuff you're trying to control, go ahead and put the nematodes out, and the garlic you can pretty much put out anytime because it works as a repellent. And it will tend to have about a 30-day window of repellency, so you can do that anytime.
That was my next question, was the frequency of having to put it out, because I know organic you have to do a little bit more, but
not necessarily. In the beginning, maybe you can do a little more, just kind of speed up the process, but long-term, we really do less applications of things than with the chemicals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks a lot, Howard.
I appreciate the call. Okay, and then I finally got this stupid computer that was going so slow to print out our doggy at the SPCA, and he's a good-looking dude. The good news also is that Bruce from last week was adopted, and this is Luciano. Luciano is a really pretty two-year-old. It says he's a 58-pound pit bull mix. He looks more like a boxer. He maybe has some pit bull in him, but they say he's a real sweetheart, he's a gentle giant. He's a little shy. He likes he would like being kind of with low key people and low key other dogs. So if you fit that category, he's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, SPCA, and waiting for his permanent home. So check him out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA pet adoption button there. And now, from wherever she's living these days, we're joined by Andrea Ryder. Where do you live, Andrea?
I live in Garland.
Garland,
in
Texas.
An old house, Howard, built in 1947.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. Old stone house, yep. But right now, I'm actually down in Belton, Texas. Guess why?
Mother Earth. Say hi to Mother Earth while you're there.
I will.
Did you go to that event last year?
I have been to it many times. I did not go last year because I was at the True Value Convention, since I still had my hardware store last year. But now that I'm a free woman again, I can go to some of these things, and it's just wonderful. I love Mother Earth News, and of course, as you know, you used to host their radio show years ago, and so they're a gang that I love to hang out with.
It's unbelievable. They did the first one in Texas, you know, last year, and the turnout was incredible, and this year it's incredibler. It's absolutely.
Well, I heard they had a really cool keynote speaker. Somebody we know.
Yeah, the dirt guy. Well, I understand you want to talk about light bulbs today.
Yeah,
LEDs are a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I figured we'd shed a little light on things this morning. What do you think?
That'd be good.
So we're talking about light bulbs, and you know, as someone who has owned a hardware store, I guess I've never seen any category of product that has gotten so confusing so quickly with all of us homeowners as light bulbs. Just a couple years ago, we'd walk in, we'd buy a light bulb, an incandescent, you know. Then the compact fluorescents came out. Then we had the big mercury scare with the compact fluorescents, which was way overblown. Now we've got LEDs.
Yep.
So what's a person to do who just needs a light bulb? What are you going with in your house these days, Howard?
Well, we're changing over to LEDs. We've got it in the landscape lighting, and we're changing over. We've got it in the kitchen remodeling, you know, a little strip of LEDs under the, you know, that light the counter. So we're going that way, but we've still got old-timey stuff throughout the rest of the house. It's something that I need to get more involved in as well.
Well, you know, when we had our old incandescents, about 90% of the energy that was actually being shed was given off as heat. We were really only getting about 10% light. Now with LEDs, almost 100% of the energy is going into light, which means they're basically 90% more efficient.
Yeah,
and
that's
the real key. Yeah.
They cost more on the front end, but the power uses and all that, the long-term cost is a lot better, I understand.
Well, let's say they cost now, maybe three or four times as much as an old standard incandescent bulb, but they're going to last 10 to 25 times longer. That means in a lot of usages in your home, you will never have to replace these bulbs. Some usages you will. If you're using that light bulb 3 or 4 hours a day, every single day, well, it might only last 5 years. But if you only turn it on, you know, 2 or 3 times a week and it's only on for an hour, there's a good chance that that light bulb will last the lifetime of the home. And that's pretty incredible.
We've had a little bit of issues with some of them going bad quicker than I thought in the landscape lighting. That might have been an installation issue. But overall, I'm impressed with them. And there's some flexibility as far as color, apparently. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly the way everything is going. Are they pretty easy to find in the stores now?
Oh, yeah. You know, just this last week, I put a blog up on my new blog, which is The Urban Greenie, spelled I-E, theurbangreenie.com. And I talk about some of the different bulbs that are out on the market, how to choose them. I've got a little video there that the Energy Star folks gave me, and you can watch that, and it'll walk you through how to choose the different light spectrums, because that's been one of the big issues with LEDs is initially when they came out, they made our skin look kind of funny.
Right.
They were all that
right.
sort of blue spectrum. Now there are some new ones. Matter of fact, I just tested some from GE that are called their new HD light bulbs, and they have several different color spectrums, including one that looks just like an old incandescent, that sort of yellow warm glow.
Right, and I've noticed that too. In fact, we got one incorrectly installed in the lighting. It really stands out, different from the white ones. I'm also playing with some LEDs in the greenhouse that a company has come out. In fact, I met them at one of the Mother Earth fairs that is a pink light. And the its spectrum is supposed to be, and I've been playing around with that idea for a long time, it's supposed to make plants grow better. It's kind of like looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. There's really something about that rose color that is better for germinating and growing plants and plants in general. So I'll let you know about how those experiments go. Well, I appreciate you being with us. People can get more information at askandrea.com.
Mm-hmm. And the urbangreenie.com.
And the urbangreenie.com. And we appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you, Howard. I'm off to the Mother's News Fair.
All right, tell everybody I said hi.
I'll do it. All right, y'all have a great day.
Talk to you later. It's open now. It opened at 9 o'clock down there. This feature, Urban Greenie, brought to you by Espoma, extremely high-quality organic lawn and garden products, potting soil, soil amendments, fertilizers. And the great thing about them is that they're available. Anybody listening to me out there across the country, you can find the Espoma organic products in a lot of places. So check it out. And give them a shot if you haven't already. For information on stores and products, you can go to espoma.com or call them at 800-634-0603. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. We have our contest picture still up there. We had a caller, you may have heard, that came pretty close. It was in the ballpark on identifying the tree, but it wasn't quite right. It is an evergreen. I've already given that clue. And if you want to try to guess what it is, by all means, do. And whoever gets it first wins a course, one of our natural organic certification courses. You can send it in by email, info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can call the show. Like I said, real quickly before we go back to the phones, trees leafing out in flower, all that stuff, people sometimes, quite often, asking me what can be done if it's too early, and the answer is nothing. You're just going to have to sit back and wait and see what happens. I've got plants in all different shapes at my place. Some where the buds haven't even swelled at all. I've got others that are in the pink bud stage, which means they're just about ready to pop. We've got other plants that are in full bloom right now. And we've got some that have gone past that point and have already leafed out. So you're in the window. If you're in Zone 8 like we are in Dallas-Fort Worth area or below it, you're in the window for putting out the trichogramma wasps and the beneficial nematodes for the general control that we talk about all the time. But pruning, if you haven't gotten around to it on the fruit trees, is it too late? No, not really, even if they're in flower, but don't do any more than you have to. Prune back to a bud that's pointing in the direction that you want the next growth to grow, because that bud will grow right out in the direction it's pointing. It's not going to change. The shade trees, especially if they haven't broken dormancy yet, perfect time to get the major pruning done if you need to do that pruning. So if you've got any questions about that, just give me a shout at 866-444-3478. Here is Erica, WCPT in Chicago. Hey, Erica.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I have a question. My mom, for my dad's grave, to sod it. Springtime, fall time, it's just, I'm going all the time, planting flowers. And I'm like, it's just getting too much because it's like outside of Chicago, like a good hour. Mm-hmm. And she wants to put sod over it. And do we put it in the springtime or in the fall time?
Well, if you want to do it, I'd go ahead and do it now. You can plant the cool season grasses like bluegrass and fescue in the fall up there. People do it all the time. But since you're in late winter now before spring, if you could get it done now, it'd probably be outstanding. It'd probably be the perfect time to do it. I think long term, your best bet would be to have a mixture of multi-species grass, fescue and bluegrass kind of all mixed together. But if you go buy sod, you're going to have to buy one or the other. So either one of those, just talk to the grass companies or the landscape contractor, whoever you talk to, and see who's got the best line for you and the best price. And just try to get some good quality grass and get it down. I think you'd be fine doing it right away.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my question. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. See you later. Open line, 866-444-3478. Here's Steve in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dr. Garrett. I can do a search online and find dozens of answers to this, but I'm looking for a recommendation for topsoil/compost by the yard.
Oh, topsoil or compost by the yard. That's not an easy question. There's a lot of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that are selling compost and topsoil and mulches, and all of them are capable of doing good quality stuff. And I would have to say that all of them probably have some stuff in stock that I like and would approve of, and some stuff that I wouldn't approve of. The thing you have to be careful about is some of the bigger ones that are composting huge volumes, and they're selling the compost before it's really completely composted. It doesn't have a good, sweet, earthy smell yet. You see what I mean?
Sure.
It's just not quite finished. There's a commercial product called Black Cow that advertises with us. It sells compost in bags, bright yellow bags. Their stuff is real consistent and real good. But any of the other compost companies that you can find online, I would suggest you just take a look at the places and smell the stuff and see what looks good to you. Good quality compost should have a good, sweet, fresh smell. There's an earthworm castings company. In fact, they're not in town right now. They're down at the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, and it's called the Texas Worm Ranch, Texas Earthworm Ranch, and they just produce an incredibly high-quality earthworm castings.
Okay.
And the reason I bring that up is you could get anybody's compost, even pretty crappy stuff, and add this earthworm castings to it, and kick up the biological activity. Also, you can use less than perfectly made compost and use all the other amendments that I recommend in the basic program, you know, lava sand, green sand, magic sand, dry molasses, cornmeal, and bring everything up biologically, and it will work real well that way too.
All right. So basically dig in it, see what it looks like.
Yeah, see what it's like.
All right. Appreciate your help.
I appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun,
easy and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Well, the birds flew in, so I guess it's my turn to be back, too. The cell phone number is 866-444-3478. You know, I missed something. We had a contest picture of, I guess it was last week, that I didn't think ever got answered. It's identified, and so I don't know if we just put the name up there or somebody finally did get it. It was the kind of a poor picture. It's kind of a little tricky. A contest picture, not a great shot of the foliage, how big and thick and pretty it can be, and it just showed one flower. Usually you see several flowers. The plant is on Instagram, on our website, on dirtdoctor.com. It's Four Nerve Daisy, and it, for a whole lot of you out there, large range of the United States, it would do very well, and it's tough as a boot. We have pictures of it on our website in the library of it blooming with snow on the ground. It's a terrific perennial, and so if you want to try something new and haven't tried it, give it a shot. And we've got an open line if you want to jump on there at 866-444-3478. The basic organic program that I talk about, and I also talk about it at the beginning of the pest control program that I do, seminar that I do, because the first step in pest control is to be organic, is to go this organic route and have healthy soil, healthy roots of plants, healthy plants in general, and you have very little pressure from the pests. And we've got it on the website on dirtdoctor.com. You go and you see these three windows, one, two, three, of the steps. The first step is to stop using the destructive products. And in the destructive products category are the fertilizers and the chemical herbicides. The most important one to stop using there is the synthetic fertilizer. The synthetic fertilizers mess up the soil. They mess up the biological activity of the soil, and that fouls up, you know, everything that you're trying to accomplish. The main goal of this approach that we have, and then what the approach everybody ought to have, is healthy, biologically active soil. Because if you have that, you have this fungus, this beneficial fungus, growing on the roots of plants. The plants are able to access water and nutrients more effectively. You have a 40 to 50% water savings as a result, and you have better mix of complex carbohydrates being built in the plants because the trace minerals are being able to be pulled up into the plant. It's just all common sense. So you stop using the synthetic salt fertilizers, which is what they are, especially the weed and feed things, and especially the nitrogen-only fertilizers that a lot of people recommend. They're horrible. There's nothing you can do worse besides adding toxins to it than to put out a one-element fertilizer, especially nitrogen. Just fouls up the balance of things. And of course, it doesn't have any trace minerals. It doesn't have any phosphorus or potassium, which you do need, and it doesn't have any carbon. So it's not complete. People talk about balanced and complete fertilizers from the chemical side. They don't exist because the synthetic fertilizers don't have any carbon, and it's one of the most important pieces of the puzzle. So you stop using the synthetic fertilizers, and you stop using the toxic pesticides, and they're second. They're not as important as the fertilizers to stop. People are surprised when they first hear me say that, but it's true. That doesn't mean I like the toxic pesticides, quite the opposite. They're terrible and shouldn't be used. And Roundup is top of the chart as far as one that we're warning people about because it's used so ubiquitously. It's everywhere being used by people, from homeowners up to, you know, farms and ranches and cities and everything else. And if you go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, or if you go to the nonprofit website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.com, there's all the research you'll ever need to read and white papers and data backing up why Roundup should stop being used. The pressure has actually built to a point now where they're looking, the chemical companies are looking at other choices, dicamba and other herbicides that we don't like either. But the Roundup is so bad because it's been marketed so brilliantly that it's non-toxic and goes away when it hits the ground and, you know, all that stuff. And none of it's true. It is being found in places where it's never been used. It's in the soil. It's in the mother's milk. It's in the water stream. And it's been related now to Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, cancer, and autism in children. And don't just take my word for it. All the data is right there on the two websites for you to see. What do you use instead? Well, if you want to kill weeds, you can kill them with vinegar. 20% vinegar is on the market under about three different names now and has an EPA label for use as an organic herbicide. You can use the 10% vinegar and make your own with the formula that I have on the website for you, also in my books. You can use the fatty acid products like BioSafe or Scythe or any of those that are out there. They work great. Mix them together, vinegar and fatty acid together, and they work even better to kill every weed you've got. And the list goes on and on and on. We have an entry on in the library on dirtdoctor.com that's organic herbicides, and we've got all the different choices there. There's even a selective herbicide on the market now. In other words, you can put it out on your turf and it'll kill the weeds and not your turf, and it's called Agrolon crabgrass killer. It's in there as well as the flame devices and all the other things that you can use for weed control. The first thing I always tell people, especially in turf, is just to mow them. Mow and mulch, leave the clippings on the grass. You're going to be amazed if you do that and use organic fertilizers how few weeds you're really going to have. And it certainly is still legal to bend over and pull them out by hand or chop them out with a hoe, or, you know, you can spot spray them with the vinegar or whatever. But it's really, weeds are really not as big a deal as a lot of people tend to make them. The rest of the basic program that we talk about, and we've put it into a form now where it's real concise and it's on the homepage. The first step I just talked about. The second one is start using materials that build the life in the soil. Instead of peat moss, which we do not recommend, compost, organic fertilizers, rock minerals, like you've heard me talk about several times today, and biological stimulators, with cornmeal being the top of the heap there because it has this disease-fighting capability. And then the third step of the basic program is all it is one, two, three. The third step is to use soft pest control. First thing is to use beneficial nematodes, trichogramma wasp, and releasing other beneficials like we've talked about several times today. Second step, if you still have pests, use things that are sprays that repel, don't kill, but things like garlic pepper tea and garlic sprays and those kinds of things, cedar. And then if you still have some pests after that, and we like those because they don't kill the beneficial insects and the beneficial microorganisms on the plants. And, yeah, they're on the leaves and the stems and everything besides being in the soil as well. And then the last thing you do, if you have to, is you use killing pesticides that are organic, that are non-toxic. And you've heard me talk about some of them today. Orange oil is in that category. Hydrogen peroxide is in that category. And spinosad is kind of the nuclear weapon of the organic gardener. So there's a tool for you wherever you have a problem that's non-toxic and works better in every way. Back to the phones. Let me see who's next up. I believe it's Maria in Lakeland, Florida. Hi, Maria.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I really love your show. I have a problem with my cell phone. It's got a very small screen, so I can't navigate your website. I'm going to have to wait till I go back home to Virginia. But in the meantime, you know, to get everything I can from it. But I understand that I can use to kill crabgrass and other weeds, I can use 20% vinegar, which is on the market somewhere. Can you give me a name brand or tell me where I can go to get it?
Well, if you go, I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it is if you go to Amazon and pull up 20% vinegar, probably all three companies that sell it will come up.
Okay.
One of them is Nature's Guide. Another is Good Natured. And another one is, what's the third one? I forget. But anyway, if you do a search, they'll just pop right up for you. You can buy them mail order, but if you'll talk to your local, once you get back home especially, if you'll talk to your local feed store or garden center, give them a printout of it and say, here, I would like to buy this. They can get it through their normal distribution, no problem at all. It's just a matter of whether they're too hard-headed to do it or not.
Yes, I'm sure. The other question I have is, you were talking about Roundup, and I want to know, because I know the, you know, the spiel, but in other words, the Roundup spiel. But I want to know from you how long it lasts in the soil and whether I can plant vegetables and orange trees.
Well, that's a good question. The only thing I can tell you is if you use the entire program that I recommend, the rock minerals, good compost, good organic fertilizers, corn gluten meal would be one of the best because it's so powerful. And if you use a lot of cornmeal and a lot of dry molasses into the beds. In other words, doing all the things that'll fire up the biological activity just furiously as soon as possible. That's the way you neutralize the contamination of any kind of toxic chemical, including Roundup. The one thing that we've had to figure out with people that are highly sensitive. In other words, we've had several situations where companies like Kemlon have shown up at the wrong property and sprayed the house, and the people have been organic and they went outside and they got sick, couldn't even go out in their own yard.
Oh, my.
There's been some lawsuits and everything else related to that. Well, looking into all that, the solution to all that, we've discovered that if you have a contamination, spraying a fine textured carbon material like an activated carbon or a humate first in water and drenching it in will tie up all those toxins. Long term, the other things will break it all down. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Sorry about that. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I think Marie has been patiently waiting with a little bit more. You there, Marie?
Yes, and I was taking notes the whole time, okay. So I didn't lose anything. I was, I'm going to start with the outgassing of bottles. I buy water in plastic bottles from a local spring.
Right.
And it's relatively hard, not like the, soda pop plastic bottles. It's relatively hard, but nothing comes in glass.
Yeah, that's so, a problem. We've got a water sponsor, and their product has been sold in plastic for a long time, and they are planning, and it may already be done, to have it offered also in glass, which is ideal. There's no question about it. But for right now, it's just a fact of life that to get filtered water easily on the market, it comes in plastic. Adding a little vinegar, apple cider vinegar, to the water is one of the things that if you can do it, if that timing-wise works out, that's a good thing to do.
And how much would you add to, let's say, a gallon of water? Not quite a gallon, but...
No, add a tablespoon and see how you like it. And if it's not overpowering, add a little more than that. I'll put as much as a half an ounce, half a jigger, in an 8-ounce glass of water. I like the taste of it. But if you don't, just start off with, like a tablespoon per gallon and then kick it up from there. But it's very good for you. It's kind of a natural tonic. It provides trace minerals. It'll help neutralize, some of the plastic things that you get from plastic bottles. And it's just a really good thing to do.
And apple cider anyway is helpful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Get one of the ones that has the mother in it. In other words, the clumpy stuff in the bottom, that's the best kind in an organic one.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I think that's all. Oh, yes. If I go to the library, because they have an old version of your book, is that good enough?
Which one is it?
It's the one, the main book that you wrote.
Well, the old books are fine. I don't have any extremely incorrect things in any of them, but it's just that the newer books we continue to update and add simpler techniques and better techniques and all that. The new book, the newest book we've done was the one that we did with Mother Earth News.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a redo of the organic manual. It's paperback, very inexpensive, and you can buy it from them at MotherEarthNews.com. And it has the most current information about the tree issues that I've been talking about, you know, the root flare, planting the trees properly, and fixing them if they're not at the right height and all that. But an old book is fine, especially if you can find one in the library and start there. And then later on, just remember that there's better and newer information in the more current ones.
Yeah, I'll get the new one when I go back to Virginia, but I don't receive mail here.
Okay, so no problem.
That's why. So I can get the old book at the library
sure.
to look at.
Oh, that'd be great. Marie, well, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Jane in Owensboro, Kentucky. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Howard. I'm so glad to talk to you today. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What can I do?
I have a rather unusual question. I have all of these. I have a puppy who's also my child, so he's spoiled. I buy him the real beef bones, the big giant things, because he's a very aggressive chewer.
Mm-hmm.
Got a collection inside and a collection outside. And instead of just tossing them when they're, you know, no longer safe for him to chew on, what can I do? Can I incorporate those? Because I'm getting ready to plant everything in a pretty wide area and do a little miniature raised garden bed. And I'm out on a farm. And I just thought I'm going to have to make him his own digging box. So some of them will be for that because I'm going to have to train him not to help me dig up the weeds that he's been doing so long. But is there any way that the soil, can the nutrients from those bones, since they're all natural, they're all beef bones,
mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know whether to toss those in the garbage or whether there could be some use, and if so, how to incorporate those.
They're not going to hurt the soil, but they're not going to be very beneficial either until you grind them up into a powder.
Okay.
And how you do that, I don't have the slightest idea. So it might be better just to toss them. Like I say, it doesn't hurt for them to be in the soil. But there's a couple of other issues here. Those bones... Do you know whether or not those bones that you're letting him chew, are they cooked?
Yes, they are cooked, and they are, but they're all made in the USA, and they are all natural beef bones only. I don't give him the pork ones because before I knew and checked with the vet, he had one of those, and I mean, he ate that whole pork femur in a matter of an hour.
Splintered up. Well, I've got a little bit more bad news for you.
Oh, boy.
Cooked bones become brittle, and it's really not very – a lot of times it can break their teeth.
Okay.
So you need to be careful. It would be much better to use raw bones that are uncooked if you're going to go that route. And the other thing to look into – I'm going to have to go here, but the other thing to look into is moose antlers, believe it or not. Some of the vets that I, think the most of and trust the most recommend moose antlers above bones. So check that, and also look and see if you can find some bones if you stay with them that have not been cooked, that are raw, okay?
Thank you so much, Howard.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The lines are filling real fast, so when you hear somebody hang up, just jump on board here and we will chat. I'll be back after this.